A large international study has found that a procedure commonly used in IVF doesn't boost the chances of a woman getting pregnant. The findings are likely to change the advice given to couples undergoing the treatment. A short time ago, the ABC's medical reporter Sophie Scott joined me to tell us more. Sophie, first off, what does this procedure actually involve?
So the procedure is called endometrial scratching, and it's sort of exactly what it sounds like in some ways. It's the doctors put a small catheter, and they just do a small scratch on the lining of the womb. And patients don't have to have an anaesthetic. It can be done in the doctor's clinic fairly easily and quite cheaply. And it was thought that having this scratch done would stimulate an immune response and inflammation in the body, and that that would somehow make the uterus more sticky and more likely for an embryo to take when the patient then went ahead and had IVF about a month later.
So how convincing is this new evidence that the procedure doesn't actually work?
So up until recently, the evidence had been fairly mixed. There'd been some small but not very rigorous studies suggesting that it was worthwhile having this endometrial scratching to boost your chances of having IVF and conceiving. Then there was one study last year which suggested that it maybe wasn't as useful as we may have thought. So doctors were really operating on fairly a lack of really robust evidence to tell patients whether this was worth having. But now with the new study out today in the New England Journal of Medicine, that will really change what advice doctors give their patients, because it was a very big study, 1,300 women done in a number of countries, including Australia and New Zealand. And it really looked for the first time at how useful this procedure is for the number of live births. And what they found was that in the 1,300 women, that there were a number of women who had babies, and those who had the scratch procedure, it was pretty much identical. So there was no benefit in conception from having the scratching procedure. So let's hear from Dr. Karen Hammerberg. She's a senior research fellow from Monash University.
This is really important because anyone who has had IVF knows how hard it is, and adding another procedure that doesn't benefit is not in anyone's interest. The study was of a very rigorous kind because it had large numbers of women, and it had women who had only started IVF recently and those who had failure. It was done in lots of different countries. And the protocol itself is a very rigorous protocol in terms of generating evidence.
Dr. Karen Hammerberg, a senior research fellow at Monash University. And before her, we heard from our medical reporter, Sophie Scott.